Hi, Mort. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Nicole.
Okay, Nicole, good evening.
I have a question. So, what do you do when you figure out or find out that your spouse has been taking opiates, oxycodone, oxycontins, and you have a very strong suspicion, I still can't believe it, but just a strong suspicion that there's an addiction going on in the situation. I've been doing the program since January of this year, and of course, have been putting together the big puzzle of what our marriage has been like the last 5 years. And I didn't know he was on pain meds, but now I've found out. And so what do you do when you've got a lot of different medications in the picture and PTSD and all those things?
Was your husband originally taking these medications for medicinal purposes, and then he got addicted?
You know what? I didn't even know he was taking them, and I found a letter that he wrote, and he says in the letter that he's been struggling with this haunting that he's had since 2005.
Haunting, what does that
And
mean?
that's what I'm still trying to figure out. I don't know if it's the PTSD. I don't know if it's his addiction. I've showed it to people who've overcome addictions, and they've told me that that's like a letter that you write to your addiction. In that letter, he talks about how he wants to get rid of it. He can't stand it. It steals his life. It's stealing his family, everything about himself. And
So that's very encouraging. That was going to be my next question. My next question was going to be whether or not you thought that he knew he had a problem. So you just answered that question, and that's huge. You know, that's evidence that he knows he has a problem. And he doesn't want the problem anymore, and he wants help. So that makes the answer to your question much easier than it otherwise would have been. In that situation, people want help. That want help, they want somebody that they can turn to, that they can lean on, that they can request of. But they need to feel incredibly safe. Incredibly safe and connected to that person. So I know that you all probably hate when I say this, but sometimes it's very true. The whole program is an answer to your question because the whole program is designed to help you build a deeper connection with your husband. And that's what's necessary here. You need for your husband to open up with you about this, to let you in to this challenge in his life, maybe even to ask you for help and support. But that'll only happen if he feels completely, unconditionally loved by you, if he feels connected to you. And so there's no shortcut to it. You can't, manipulate him into that conversation. You can't open him up. He has to open himself up. And that'll only happen if he feels safe and he feels close. And there's no shortcut to achieving safety and closeness and intimacy in a marriage. You have to do the work. You got to do the work every single day. And you have to keep loving regardless of his addiction, regardless of his behavior, his reciprocation. Just keep demonstrating that unconditional love. I'll mention something else to you that I think I mentioned elsewhere in the program, but it's nice to get a reminder. In situations where a person is addicted or drinking too much or most major dysfunctions in that way, I really believe that the source of the dysfunction is a lack of connection between them and another human being. Usually they don't feel connected to anybody, and therefore they feel this huge hole in their life. And they fill it with dysfunctional things and dysfunctional behavior. And they're really self-medicating. They're numbing themselves to the reality of their life, which feels very empty because we all know, and all the research shows, that the most important thing, the most valuable thing, the thing that most defines success in our life is the sense of connectedness to the primary people in our life, that being our family. And without that, we feel empty, we feel lost, we feel hurt, and we'll do, you know, anything to try to either solve the problem authentically, which is not usually what people do, or run from it. And run from it means, you know, having affairs, doing drugs, drinking, eating, working, buying, you know, spending, you know, exercising. People, you know, fill that hole in all sorts of unhealthy ways. So, employ the principles and practices of the program. Improve your connection with your husband. That will accomplish two things. It will really address the source of his addiction, that being a lack of connection to another human being, and it will also help him feel more safe and unconditionally loved, which hopefully will result in him letting you in on this problem.